in chapter 9, we have the conversion now of Saul of Tarsus. And here again is another remarkable conversion. The conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch was in a chariot. Conversion of Saul of Tarsus was actually down in the dust. He probably was riding a little donkey when he went up to Damascus, and he's knocked off that little donkey right down into the dust, as we shall see. Now, as we come to this, will you notice this man, Saul of Tarsus, and his conversion? When we get to Philippians, we're going to look at actually, theologically and psychologically and philosophically, what actually happened on the Damascus Road. Now, here we're given the facts of what happened on the Damascus Road. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Now, you see, when the persecution broke out in Jerusalem, it scattered the church. The church went underground, and the apostles remained, and the others were scattered. We find Philip way up in Samaria, as we have seen. And the thing that triggered it, of course, was the persecution. Now, the rest of those religious leaders in Jerusalem were satisfied now. They had run the Christians out of that area, out of Jerusalem, and they're willing to let it stay at that point, but not Saul of Tarsus. Here is one who was breathing out threatenings and slaughter. He hated Jesus Christ. I do not think that the Lord Jesus Christ has ever had an enemy greater than this man Saul of Tarsus. So he went to the chief priests, and he said, "Look, I've heard a group of them have run off up there to Damascus. I'm going after them." Fact of the matter is, he intended to ferret them out anywhere they went in order to exterminate the Christians. Now, will you notice verse 3? "And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord?" Now, I want to stop there. We'll have Paul recounting this twice again in Acts. In fact, Paul never tired of telling about his conversion. And we find him again in the Epistle to the Philippians, just getting right down to the heart of the matter and tell what really happened to him on the Damascus Road. But here we're given the bare facts, and I'll go over it again, especially when he goes before King Agrippa. That is a masterpiece of the Apostle Paul. Now, will you notice here the ignorance of Paul? He probably the most brilliant man of his day. He was probably a graduate of the University of Tarsus, the greatest Greek university of the day. And he was in the school of Gamaliel, the man that had religion, but he did not know the Lord Jesus Christ. "Who art thou, Lord?" And friends, to know him is life, and he didn't know him. The Lord said, "I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise." You see, he was right down in the dust on that Damascus Road. And the Lord says to him, "Arise, go into the city. It shall be told thee what thou shalt do." Now you have this very remarkable story given to us here, the account, the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. He immediately now reveals he's converted because the man who hated him did everything against him. He says now, he calls him Lord, and he says to him, "What will you have me to do? I'm ready to do your bidding now." He's really converted. "By their fruits ye shall know them," and you can sure tell what's happened to this man.